Ervin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah is really a hemshich of the previous Mishnah, where we discuss different ifanim of a chotzer pnimis and a chotzer chitzoinis, and we discussed in which ifanim does the chotzer hapnimis create an encroachment, because they have to go out derech hachitzoina, that if there's a problem on the pnimis, it creates a problem on the chitzoinis. Who holds this problem? In which ifan the problem is a problem? So here we have more cases. Shochad echod minach chitzoina v'la'iriv. Not that there was no eriv in the chotzer, but one of the members of the chotzer achitzoina wasn't part of the eriv. So if you'd have only one chotzer, so we know what the dinam are. The dinam are, he has to be mevatel rishusoi to the other members, whether he could be seichu rishusoi, machlekes rishonim. But this classic eitzah is he has to be mevatel rishusoi for that Shabbos. But over here, the question is, what does that do legabi the pnimis? So if you have one of the chitzoina doesn't encroach on the pnimis because they don't go out through the pnimis. So mele ha-pnimis muteres, v'ha-chitzoina asur. The chitzoina has a problem. They're going to have to do one of the above mentioned eitzahs. Min ha-pnimis, if one of the members of the chotzer pnimis wasn't mishtatim in the eriv, v'lo-iriv shteyem asurois. Again, the pnimis encroaches on the chitzoina, so the problem that's in the pnimis will then define itself in the chitzoina. Again, tolu in the manda omrim, the three manda omrim that we had. If you hold that Dris has regal eno iseris, like the Chachom in the Mishnah test, that's not a problem. If you hold Dris has regal asura oisroso, so then it is a problem. The third case that's Mavura over here in the Mishnah is a little bit more confusing. So let's break it down. Nosnu eruvim b'mokim echod. What we're talking about over here is that the Pnimis and the Chitzonis that have access to each other actually created one eruv. We learned about this before. Two chatzers can make one Erev as long as they're accessible, Zelazer. So over here, they made one Erev. We have a problem. Shochach Echod. And the Mishnah, first let's read the Mishnah, then we'll fataych it. One person forgot. Bein min ha-pnimis and bein min ha-chitzayna. One member, either of the pnimis or the chitzayna, forgot to be v'loy Erev, and he wasn't mishtadev. Shtein asuras. Now, what are we talking about over here? So the Gemara explains, and the Rav really speaks it up, because it's a nimritz, is that if the Erev was put in the Pnimis, so it's like this. If a member of the Pnimis wasn't Ma'ariv, so then there's a serious problem, because the Pnimis is a Mokoim that's deficient, Erev-wise, and Haloi, the problem of the Pnimis, since they have Drisus Regal Ala Chitzonis, they transfer that problem to the Chitzonis, so both Chatzeros are problematic. However, if one of the Chitzoina wasn't Ma'ariv, so the Bnei Pnimis are not going to be also. Why? Because the Bnei Pnimis, what they could do is, they could divest themselves of the Bnei Chitzoina, they misalik themselves from the Chitzoina. This is something we haven't met up with. The Pnimis could be misalik the Chitzoina from their Eruv, because it's two separate chatzeres. You can't do that in one chatzer, because it's one space. You can't kick out somebody else. He could, so to speak, give his rishus to all the members of the chatzer, but you can't kick out one member. Sorry, you want to expel one member of the club in the middle of Shabbos. You can't do that. He's part of the eruv. Over here, the Bnei Pnimis could be misalik the Bnei Chitzonis. Their eruv is an eruv. The fact that the Pnimis and the Chitzonis were ma'ariv zebazer does not create a strong enough kesher that they can't be misalik them, and you don't have a problem with drisas regel. Aye, there is drisas regel, because now it's not only the pnimis that walk out through the chitzonis could walk into the pnimis, because they have one eruv. That is only a rishus to have, a schus to have. It's not by definition they have to walk out to the, they have to walk into the pnimis, therefore they don't automatically aser. That drisas regel is not a strong enough function to be able to aser the bnei pnimis. However, if the Erev, we just talked about the case where the Erev was put in the Pnimis. What happens if the Erev was put in the Chitzonis? So none of the cases are going to be okay. Why? The Erev is put in the Chitzonis. If one of the Bnei Pnimis wasn't Ma'ariv, so then we have a problem. The Erev for the Bnei Pnimis is deficient because one of their members wasn't part of it. And they transfer that problem, like we said, to the Bnei Chitzonis because of Drisus Regel. They're both problematic. If one of the Bnei Chitzoina wasn't mishtatav in the Erev, it's also a problem. Because since the Erev of the Pnimis is in the Chitzayna, the Chitzayna is deficient, that passels up the Erev even klapi the Pnimis. What do you want the Pnimis to do? Since they were all mishtatav, so let them sort of be misalik the Bnei Chitzayna, the way we said that in the other case where the Erev was in the Pnimis. Says the Gemara, that's not going to work. Where the Erev is in the Pnimis, so the Bnei Pnimis could isolate themselves and they could hold on to the integrity of their Erev and they could be misalik the Bnei Chitzonis. But if the Erev is in the Chitzonis, you can't be misalik as the members of the committee of the Bnei Pnimis, you can't push out, be misalik the Chitzonis, because then your Erev is misalik also. You got rid of your Erev when you got rid of the people, the place where you put your Erev. So that's why that Erev is going to be stuck. That's the third in the Mishnah with all the Tzirufim. If these two chatzeros belonged each one to a single individual, they don't need to be ma'arav. This goes l'fi the Tanakama in the previous Mishnah. We mentioned that there are three mandamim. According to one mandamar, drisas regel does not asur at all. That's the chachamim, the third sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva holds that drisas regel asurs periods. Even by yechidim, you have a pnimis chitzonis. The pnimis asurs with his drisas regel on the chitzonis. They have to be ma'arav, otherwise they're both going to be asur. At least the chitzonis will be asur. The pnimis by himself will be mutter, because the chitzonis doesn't have drisas regel on the pnimis. According to the Tanakama, only drisas regel ho asura bimkoimo asurs on the other chotzer. Therefore, over here, where each chotzer kishel atzma is a mokum that doesn't need an eruv, the drisas regel doesn't create a problem. The stum of the Mishnah is that way. L'chor, that's the way we'll have to paskin. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new limud in the sense of its different aspects. We're continuing our discussion of Eruv Chatzeros. But over here we're going to define the Mechitza qualifications that divide two places to be called two Chatzeros, which was the subject of the last few Mishnayos in Perek Vov. And when we look at a place, even though maybe there are certain barriers in the middle or on sides, it's still considered one chotzer legabe eruvin. And when do we say we can look at it, it's optional? We can look at it either as one chotzer or two chotzers. A little bit of this we had legabe the Mishnah of traklin, where there in one traklin there are five chaburs, and you have different type of mechitzas that go up to the ceiling. They don't go up to the ceiling. This is a continuation of that theme. Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. What we're talking over here is two Chatzeres. They're walled as different Chatzeres. There's a Mechitza between them. And this is really the third case. The first two cases are not discussed in the Mishnah, so let's give a Hagdama. Let's say you have two Chatzeres that are together without a Mechitza. A prime example of that, let's say, would be you have two backyards behind two separate buildings, each with several people. You have two buildings with a building on the right. There's three people live in that building. The building on the left also. The backyards are, there's a mechitza around them. Let's say there's a wall that surrounds both chatzeros, both backyards. They're walled in together as one. They're clearly two chatzeros in terms of usage and ownership. But since they're in one mechitza, al pi aloch, they're looked at as one chotzer. Oy bazoi, the eruv, you can't make an eruv for those residents and for those. You have to make an eruv with two of them together, which is going to be problematic if you have a Yiddish building, a Goyish building, and the two backyards have the same mechitza. You're going to have to get involved with the fact that goyim there and be maskir reshusam, because anything that belongs in the same mechitza, you have to look at it as part of the same reshus legabe eruv chatzes. The flip side of that is two chatzeres that are completely walled off from each other. Even if they're two chatzeres that belong to the same person, let's say, if they're completely walled off from each other, then they need two eruvin. The case in our Mishnah is where there is a wall, there is a legal, valid mechitza between the two properties, but there's a chaloin. A chaloin shemin shtei chatzeres, there is some type of communication opening between the two. If it's arbo al arbo b'toy chasora, if it's 4x4 tvochim, 4x4 is already considered a big enough space that's considered a pesach. It's a pesach dochuk, but the Gemara calls it. But it is a Pesach. Now, it has to be that it's enough accessible that it's considered really dividing the place into... Not dividing, I'm sorry. Creating a space where these two are mamish accessible to each other. If you have a high up on the wall, and you could climb up with a ladder, or you could go up a stairway, and then go through a Pesach to the next chatzah, they're considered two chatzahs. You need that the opening of Arba al Arba should be within the space from the floor. Where does the space of a floor go to, in the sense of where's the floor space that defines a Rishus HaYochid? Asar Tvachim. Every mechitza has to be Asar Tvachim. Beyond that, you don't need to put a mechitza. Good achas. Ad la shamayim. Oy lad la rakia. So the same, if the chaloin over here of Arba al Arba is betoich asara, then it's considered as creating an accessibility between the two. By the way, the maskana of the Gemara comes from a brisa, is that you don't need the whole Pesach within an asara. You don't need the whole thing. You need only a miktzas. If it starts by 9.5 tvachim and it goes up Arba al Arba, that's also fine. That's also called accessibility. Obviously, not every chaloin is square. What happens if you have a circle window? Here's a bit of geometry. Obviously, not every window is square. So what happens if you have a circle? You punch a hole that's a circle in between two chazes because you want to be ma'ar of them together. Otherwise, you have to make two separate eruvim. How big does the circle have to be? The cheshvin, the gemara, there's a whole thing that's called Rabban de Kesari. Rabban de Kesari was a geometrical cheshvin that was said, that was the formula that was said by the Rabbonon of the yeshiva in Kesari, where Rabbi Yochanan, the Amorah, was the yeshiva. Halamaisa, Rabbi Avo, the Amorah, argued on that cheshvin. The way the Gemara comes out, and it comes out like that, la halacha, is that if you have 17 minus a fifth, the circumference of the circle is 16.8 tvachim, then that is going to memela create a square around that circle, which can be squared off at 4x4, which is the size that you need. So Lamaisa, what's the din of two chatzeres that have a proper mechitza, but they have this chaloin? Ma'arvin shnayim, vim rotzu, ma'arvin echro. It's optional. They're not two, they're not one. Totally in their choice. Pochus me'arbo al arbo, if the window is smaller than 4x4, oy l'mal me'asor, or the whole window, like we explained before, is l'mal me'asor, ma'arvin shnayim, ve'ein ma'arvin echro. Now the Gemara speaks out something interesting. It's brought over here in the Rav. Is that the kpeda on the chaloin being at least a little bit below asara is only when you're being ma'ar of a wall between two chatzeres, between two open ear places. Let's say you want to make a small opening between two batim, between two enclosed places, not enclosed in walls, but roofed places. Two storage rooms, that it could very well turn out that way. You have a storage room that belongs to Reuven, next to it a storage hole that belongs to Shimon. You won't be able to carry from one to the other with various considerations in Hilchos Eruvin Chatzeres. You want to be ma'ar of the two of them together. So memela, what you want to do is you want to create between the two of them. You need a 4x4. You don't need below 10. Why? The Gemara uses the nusach basic command the malia domi. Since it's roof, the whole thing is one space. There's no difference between l'mal me'asor and l'mat me'asor. You still need a hole. You need a chaloin. The size of a chaloin is 4x4. The 10 is based on, above 10 is a sort of a separate rishus. But over here, it's all one rishus. Command the mal yedomi. We'll see more in Yitz Hashem, the coming Mishnayos.